December 8th. Horace brings humanity to the classics. On this day in 65 BC, the Roman poet Quintus Horatius Flaccus was born. Affectionately known by classicists as Horace, he is loved for his enchanting lyric poetry, but also for his self-deprecatory view on life, which was not a common Roman attitude by any means. He fought in the epic civil war, the Battle of Philippi, although he escaped the battlefield by throwing away his shield so he could run faster. He tells us that he prefers to have a nap than to write poetry, and complains of waiting up half the night for a girlfriend who never comes. In short, he is human. He was a friend of Virgil, and he wrote basically about people and about love. Here is an ode by Horace. It's translated by A. E. Housman, famous English poet, who called it the most beautiful poem in ancient literature. The Latin name is Diffugere Nives, the snows are melting. The snows have fled away, leaves on the shores, and grasses in the mead renew their birth. The river to the riverbed withdraws, and altered is the fashion of the earth. The nymphs and graces three put off their fear, and unparalleled in the woodland play. The swift hour and the brief prime of the year say to the soul, thou wast not born for A. Thaw follows frost, hard on the heel of spring. Tread summer, sure to die, for hard on hers comes autumn with his apples scattering. Then back to wintertide when nothing stirs. Come we where Tullius and where Ancus are, and good Aeneas. We are dust and dreams, Torquatus. If the gods in heaven shall add the morrow to the day, what tongue has told? Feast then thy heart, for what thy heart has had, the fingers of no air will ever hold. Today I give thanks for being alive and for being able to see and enjoy the seasons of the year as they come and go.